We are learning Masechtas Sanhedrin, Daf Ayin Ches Amud Aleph, and we are beginning on top of Daf Ayin Ches Amud Aleph, two lines from the top. Tanu Rabbanon. Hikou Asoro Bnei Odom Ba'asoro Maklois. There was a person, he was murdered by 10 people, and they hit him with 10 sticks. Umeis. And the person died. Beim Vasachas. Say if the 10 people hit him at once. Beim Vasachazah. Say if they hit him one after another. It's Pturim. The loch is that all the murderers are potter. We'll see why in a second. But the Rabbanon say both ways. Say if it's all at once, and say if it's zeh chazeh. Rizim Zeri Oimer, b'zeh chazeh ha'achren chayiv. Because the first 9 that hit him, he didn't die. Maybe he was going to die, but he didn't die yet. And the last one, he hit him and he killed him. So then the last one's chayiv. M'pnei shakir ves b'sosoy. Because he quickened his misa. And we'll see in the Gemara in a second what the drush is. So, what's the halacha of a zeh chazeh?
It's different than
10
different sticks.
10 different sticks? But of course, 2 people held a stick at one time. Maybe that'll be different. Maybe, what do you mean?
Zeh chazeh.
But zeh chazeh, it makes a difference. It just means zeh chazeh. It means 10 different sticks. It doesn't have to be 10 different sticks. Or Rabbi Yechanan, v'shtei mikroa chadarshu. And they both, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Lerav, one pasuk. The pasuk says, v'ish ki yakakol nefesh adam. It says, moishumas, he gets misa. So Rabbanon Sarvi kol nefesh adi kol nefesh. And Rashi explains like this, that if it's bevas achas, you don't kill them, because it says ish velo yishnayim. So therefore, bevas achas, that's possible, you don't give them, both agree to that Rashi. Ish ki yakeh, ish velo yishnayim. But the shaila is, if you're the last one, why not chayiv? So that Rabbanon say, that kol nefesh adi ik kol nefesh, you have to kill an entire nefesh, not someone who is half dead already. That's not called killing someone. You're not chayav for that. Rabbi Yehuda b'Maseiros Sava kol nefesh kol du nefesh any nefesh is left and you quicken the misa, you are chayav, and that's what you learn from kol nefesh kol du nefesh. That's the machlokes. But like we're saying, v'vasachas everyone agrees you're not chayav because it says ish ki yakom rachmona Rashi says v'loy shnayim shiko. The thing is that Rashi in Masechtas Baba Kama is a different svara. Do you know why v'vasachas no one's chayav misa? Because you don't know who killed him. 10 people hit him at once. You don't know which one did the misa. Therefore, you're not chayiv. That's what Rashi's Baba Kama. And they both can be true, technically. But here Rashi says it's a miyut, and there he says, any yadua. Zok l'dvar Avram, the nafka mina between the reasons are, if 2 people took a mako, and they hit him. They hit him together. So if you learn that there's a miyut, ish giyaka kol nefesh, v'lo shnayim, so then it'll be potter. But according to Rashi and Masechet Baba Kama, you'll be chayiv because you know who killed him. They both killed him. And therefore, here, it won't be any yadua. Here, you know exactly what happened. They both killed him together. Then they'll both be chayiv misa, according to Rashi and Baba Kama. According to Rashi over here, you won't be chayiv misa. That's what Dvar Avram in Sefer, in Chelik Aleph, Simen Chof, Ois Gimel says the nafka mina between the two. Baal Kaponim, Gabi, or Shaila Hiel, Gabi, the second part of the Braisa that says, Machlokes, Yehuda B'Seira, and the Rabbanon, that the Shaila is, you say, Kol Nefesh, which means you need Nefesh Shlema, or Kol Duhu Nefesh. Even a little bit, Yechai for that. Amar Rava, continuing this beer of Machlokes, HaKol Moedim, Bahargez HaTrefa Shupata. Both Rabbi Yehuda B'Seira and Rabbanon agree that if you kill a treifa, you're potter. Because a treifa is considered a gavra katila, a dead person. We're talking about a case where he had a physical treifa. He had a hole in his veshet, which is his food pipe, and he has a hole in his mayach, a hole in his brain. So you know he's a treifa. The halacha is if you kill him, you're potter from misa. But goy says b'dei shemayim shuchayv. Everyone agrees if someone is not a treifa, but he's withering away, he's dying. And he's dying, but it's Minash Shemayim, he's sick, he's dying. Yechayiv, because right now he's alive. He's very, very little left to his life, but he's alive. Only arguing that someone got injured by someone and he's dying from the maka of the wound that someone gave to him. So that's Machlek Shudan Rabbanah. Mar Medami Leila Treifa. Umar Medami Leila Goyz de Shemayim. One of them appeared to Treifa and say, Yepata, that's the Rabbanah hold. And Rabbi Yehuda say, no, it's like Goyz de Shemayim. My time learning down the Gosh Shemayim. Why do the Rabbanan say that a Gosh de Adam is similar to a Trefa? Because he says, Gosh de Shemayim is Abba Maisa. There's nothing done to him. He's still fully alive. He's just dying. But nothing was done to him to change him. Hi, but by Gosh de Adam is Abba Maisa and similar to Trefa. Or Mandam Adam Le Gosh de Shemayim, which is Rabbi Yehuda, my time will be done with Treifa. Treifa mechat chisimonu. Treifa has a physical thing that shows that he's not alive anymore. He has no simonim, his vesher is torn, he has a hole in his mayach. That's called a treifa. Holy mechat chisimonu. Here is not mechat chisimonu. Now, so it comes out, that sounds like a sickle of svara over here. That it sounds like Rabbi Yechon, that Rav is saying like this. Treifa is a dead person, your potter. Goyis de Shemayim is a live person, Yechayiv. Goyis de Adam, Mashiach, hey, look at him. Is he alive or is he dead? So Tosis is bothered by it. The Marsha said it's a drasha of kol nefesh, koldu. Now you're coming here with svaros. Is it a svaro or is it a drasha? The Marsha said it's a drasha. Mechalik is a drasha. The Rabbanon say, Ishkiyak kol nefesh means you have to kill a whole nefesh. And Rabbi said, no, kol nefesh is koldu nefesh. Now we're saying that it's a mechalik is a svaro. So Tosfos, in a few words, asks this question. Rav Maslam Mar says, "V'afagav the kroyik adarshi itzrach elahani tamei." What does that mean? Explains the Aruch Haner that it means like this. Because there was a kasha on the Rabbanon. Why are you chayiv begoyseis b'day shemayim? L'chor is not kol nefesh. On that way, answering that here that's called a nefesh lema. That Rav is trying to teach us to answer kashas to us. Because if you just learn Rav Yechon very literally, it says you have to call nefesh lema. Call nefesh lema. What about a geis of desh mayim? It's not a call nefesh. So Rav, no, that is called a call nefesh. There's an asvaros here. He has no outward simonim that he's dying, and he's fully alive. So even though he's going to die, he's fully alive. That's called call nefesh. That's what Rav is making asvaros. And Rav Yehuda, you could have had a kasha. That lechayra by a treifa, why not chayiv? Because a treifa is a koldu nefesh, and that was saying no. A treifa is a gavra katila. That's what Rav is teaching us. Rav is really explaining the drashas and telling us there's three levels, and mechlekes is the middle level, and the other two levels are one is clearly dead, and the other one's clearly alive. And the whole mechlekes of koldu is only the middle one, and that's the shaila. What to compare it to? Is that called a nefesh lema or not nefesh lema? And that we see from the pasuk koldu is that even though the only way you say that your part is only if the person is completely dead like a treifa, but if there's anything left, you're chayiv. And according to Rabbanan, you have to have a nefesh shlema in order to be chayiv, and only nefesh shlema is only goyis de shemayim. So that's the way Rav and Rav Yechon together explain Rabbanan and Rav Yehuda ben Maaseir. Tony Tanaka made the Rav Sheshes. V'ish ki yake kol nefesh adam. That's this pasuk. V'ish ki yake kol nefesh adam. So the Brisa says, lahavi amakes chaveroi ve'im bo'i kedei lahamis. If someone hit his friend and was not enough of a wound to kill him, uba achar v'himiso shu chayiv. And someone else came and killed him, chayiv. That's what pasuk is teaching us. Freit the Gemara, you need a pasuk for that? Ein bei kedei lahamis. The first guy didn't do anything to kill him, so of course the second guy is chayiv. Pshita. Elo. The Brisa means like this: Yes, but the Lahamis va'achav and misoi, and the next one killed him. Now did it quicker? Heino shuchayi from the pasuk called nefesh, and it's a stomach. The stomach can be remezera because the darshin called who nefesh is chayiv, even though he's going to die anyway, and the person was on the way to die. But upon him, since you made it quicker, it's called who nefesh, like a shita remezera, not like the rabbanon. Amar Rav, ha'hirig es ha'treifa pater, like we just learned. Someone who kills a treifa is pater. Why? Because the treifa is considered dead. He's a dead person. And therefore, you killed that person, you're pater. The treifa shaharag. Now, a treifa that killed is a different story. The treifa here is a person, a human. He's still walking and talking, and he killed someone. So what's the law? Is it chayiv misa or not? So Robert says, depends. Befnei bezden chayiv, if he kills in front of bezden chayiv, shloi befnei bezden pater. What's the reason? Befnei bezden chayiv, techsiv v'yarta ro mekebecha. By in front of Bezdin, he's chayev because there's a varta rav mekavecha, and Bezdin saw him killing someone, so he's varta rav mekavecha. We'll come back to why we use the pasuk of the varta rav mekavecha. Why is it pasuk? Because Bezdin saw it, and he's chayev misa. Okay, we'll come back to that. But chayev dechsev will be varta rav mekavecha. Shloif nei Bezdin is potter. Not in front of Bezdin, you're potter. Why? Because you cannot have edus on this. To have edus, she yat yochel azima. For edus, she yat yochel azima lo yishma edus. The thing is like this: that if you want to kill him, and Bezdin did not see him murder, so you have to have two Edom come and say that Reuven the Treifa murdered Shimon. Reuven the Treifa murdered Shimon. Now the problem is that if these two Edom made up a story about Reuven the Treifa, so really, usually, two Edom that make up a story that Reuven killed someone, and it's not true, then the two Edom are chayiv misav, because they were trying to kill Reuven with the misav sayif, misav bezim sayif. The problem over here is, you were trying to kill someone that was dead anyway, because Reuven the treifa was a treifa. So the Edom will not get misa because they were trying to kill a dead person. They will not get misa for Edom Zayman. So it's not possible to mekayim by them the kasha zomam. Kasha zomam means that if two Edom try to kill someone, we kill them. Here, they didn't try to kill Reuven the Trefa. Reuven the Trefa was dead anyway. They were saying anything about Reuven Trefa that he was a murderer against Mrs. Besdin. He was dead anyway. So you weren't trying to kill him, he was dead. So therefore, it's not possible to have kasha zomam. So it's Edus she'iyat yachal azima, and the law is, if it's not Edus, that could be mazima, lo yishma Edus. What's the reason for this? It's not our sugya now, but one of the reasons would be is that the guy's not so scared to say Edus about this guy, because you know he's not going to Edus. That's why it's not good Edus. He's not scared to lie about it, because it's not good Edus, but that's one of the reasons. But in any case, we'll get to that. We're going to get to that soon. But Al-Kaponim, here we're handling the treifa shaharak. So it says if it's from a bezdin, so pasuk says it's from a bezdin. You don't need edim, so then you kill him. Mashenkin, if you need edim shi'at chazima. So now go back to that question that we had. The reason why in front of edim you kill him is because he's a murderer, and you don't have the problem edim shi'at chazima because bezdin's seeing it. Azoy freaked all the achrayim. I'm saying the leharayim, the rishash, the kavetsurim, the uastakash. They say different terutzim. So it's just easier to tell you the teretz of the Rishash, that he answers that we're going to the Madi Yomar holds that Bezdin that sees something cannot, by a murder, cannot give Mrs. Bezdin. Because it says by Mrs. Bezdin that Tzilu Eda. Since they saw it happen, they can't have a Tzilu Eda. So really, out the Din Chi of Misa, they would not be able to kill him. It's only out of the Arta Rami Kebecha do you get rid of him, because you have to get rid of the bad person. But Be'etzim, out of the Chi of Misa, there's Vetzilu Eda. That's one Mahalach. The Malay Rem is a little different. He says the Halach is that because of that problem of Vetzilu Eda, the two of the people Bezdin have to say Edas. So you're back to the problem of Eish Yachad L'Azimah. So the only reason why you kill him is out of the Arta Rami Kebecha. These are the Feshirin of Pshatim they have. Ayin Rabbi Chanon, Chelik Beis, Simon Lamates, that has a different Mahalach. So to Gemara. V'omar Rabbi, Haroivea es ha-treifa. Chai. If a Zohar is Reivea, not a Zohar, but he's a treifa, he's a dead person. Yelokh is Yichai. Treifa Shurava, a treifa Shurava, Frey Bezdin is Chai. Shlei Frey Bezdin is Potter. Why? Frey Bezdin is Chai, because he's a Vartor Mekabecha. Because you can't become Edom Zayman on Treifa, because if you are found Zayman, you're not going to be killed because you weren't trying to kill a live person, trying to kill a dead person. But the Chayit sounds very similar to the last halacha. So, Hasul Amali, why do you need two Ravas? Hay Nohach, it's the same halacha like before, that Edom Shiyatu Yachalazima. So, tomorrow, Reveya es a Treifa Tzrichale. The case where a Zachar was Reveya a Treifa, that's a chiddush. Now, why is that a chiddush? So, ma'av the tame will have a command of mishamish meis. Someone's mishamish with a meis. The lifter is locha is a potter. Kamashlo no. The mishuma no hu va isle hano. Kamashlo no here it's because va isle hano. And he has hano over here. Rashi explains va isle hano. Av reveya es ha meis leka hano. That someone's reveya es ha meis. There's no hano. Sheava chami musoi velachusav nitzdanin. There's no hano from that. So that's why you chayiv here. Because you have ana. Now it's Mashmas Gemara Zapella that if there'll be ana from a mace, then taka you be puk no ana. But if you'll be ana from a mace, you'll be chai. That sounds like a Gemara Zapella. You can Mashmas with a tree. I'm saying it could be not could be also, right? But it's Mashmas with a mace, somehow, even if it'll be ana, you'll be also, which is very schwer. It was taka bothering me. But the truth is that if you think about it, there is a little bit of a precedent to this. Because if you look at Rashi, Daf Samach Vav Amabeis, there's a girsa in the Gemara, there are Maise Chedudim, and Rashi has a girsa of Ista Amri, so this Rashi you want to find, the Samach Vav Amabeis, three lines of the widest lines, V'ikad Amri, Maise Hordis, Shetamina Sheva Shalom V'dvash. There's a having me in the Gemara there, that you'll be Oiver Isurim, if you're Mishamish with a mace, who's mace for 7 years. Like a mace of Hordas, where he liked this girl who jumped off the roof, and he put her into Dvash. And because of a miyat, you're not chayiv. But so, it is Shamusig as Mishamish mace, Ayin Sham, and that Rashi. So far we learned the halacha that You kill a treifa, you're potter. Her reveah treifa is chayiv. A treifa shaharag, or he's reveah, did a veira. So edus cannot say edus about it. Now we continue this. Amurava edim sheidu betreifa v'husbein eragim. Like we just learned, edim said edus on a treifa and became edim zayim in eragim. Now this halacha you were asking before, edim treifa. Let's say there were edim that were a treifa shehuzmu, and they became zayimim neharagim. They get killed. So two Edim, Reuven and Shimon, are both treifas. They said Edis about Levi that he did his Chal Shabbos, and then he found Reuven and Shimon. You guys were with us somewhere else. You were in the Arman Hotel somewhere else. No shaykhs. We're not here. So there, the law is that Edim treifas Shehuzmu Naragim. They get killed. They get killed because they were Edim Zayman. Rav Ashi Omar, Afilu Edim treifas Shehuzmu. Ain neharogin, lefisha ain bezoim bezoimin. Rav Ashi says that eidei treifa that we got muzum, they don't get killed. You know why? Lefisha ain bezoim bezoimin. It means you have to get the case cloth. Reuven and Shimon say eidei about Levi that is b'chal Shabbos. Now Reuven and Shimon are both treifas, so we say that now if Yisachar and Zvulun come and say Reuven and Shimon, you with us in Arman Hotel, so you couldn't be there. So the halacha is that according to Rava, you kill them because you're trying to say this. According to Rav Ashi, he says, no, you can't kill them. You know why? Because let's say Yisachar and Zvulun were found that they were somewhere else. They were in Detroit. So now, they couldn't say Edis about Reuven and Shimon, they were in Arman Hotel because they themselves were in Detroit. So now they are Edim Zaymim, and they have to get Misa. The problem is they can't get Misa because they're trying to kill two Edim and Treifa. So it comes out that it's not Zaymim, and therefore, the halach is that you cannot say edis about them as zaymim, and you can't kill them. So the only thing is, that comes out of Rav Ashi, that the edis treifa can't say edis now. Until that, we were assuming the edis treifa said edis. Just that not, you can't become zaymim. But now we're saying you can't even become, they can't even be edim anymore. So the Gemara doesn't speak out. The Gemara doesn't speak this out. So that the Kesef Mishnah says, and others say, that it could be the case was here. They didn't know. The Bezdin didn't know they were treifas. They just said edis. So they were kabbalah edis from them already. And then after they found out the treifa, so that's why it's to get this whole thing. Now, what does Rava hold? Rava actually is telling very, very good. The Luchayra, this it's not b'zoyim b'zoyimim, so how could there be edim zoyimim? So Rashi answers that Rava holds, since the whole edim zoyimim is a chiddush, so there's a chiddush, they could become zoymim, even though there's no zoymim. That's part of a chiddush. Even though you can't make them into, it's edush yatach lazima, you can't make them zoymim to be chayv misa on them, they still could be called zoymim. That's the chiddush over here, that it's still called zoymim, because the whole edim zoymim is a chiddush, because who's the two edim, number one of those two edim? And therefore, edim zoymim is a chiddush, therefore it'll work, even though it's edush yatach lazima. Shor treifa shaharag, a shor that was a treifa. Now we know a shor that kills is chayiv skila. So shor treifa shaharag is chayiv. A shor that's a treifa that killed is chayiv. A shor shodom treifa shaharag is potter. But a shor of odom treifa shaharag is potter. My time. Why, if the owner, the master, is a treifa, why is the shor potter? My time. No kra. Hashor yusakal v'gam bal of yumas. So kol hecha the kareen above a gamba of yumas. Anytime you can read the pasuk, the gamba of yumas kareen by a shari sakal. But kol hecha the kareen by a gamba of yumas the kareen by a shari sakal. So he says you have to have that. There's a bal of yumas. The bal of yumas grata means gam mitzvah shvayim could be. So it's only time it's possible shari sakal if the master will get an oynish. But the master's dead anyway, so you don't have a shari sakal. So therefore, a shari shal adam treifa is potter.
Even though it's referring to money.
V'gambal v'yumosgar, not talking about money. V'gambal means misa de shemayim. It says there, v'gambal v'yumos yichayv m'kayfa yushalav, is the first kayfa there, but the pasuk of gambal v'yumos is referring to misa de shemayim, actually. So therefore, it is referring to misa, and he's dead anyway, so therefore, that's why it's a good drasha. I don't think it's referring to money. The pasuk says there, m'kayfa yushalav, so there it says that there's money, the chi of money there also. But the words gamba all of yumas doesn't mean that. Rashi says, gamba of yumas, b'dei shemayim. Let's take Rashi Chumash. The gamba of yumas, b'dei shemayim. Yochab de adam, tamalem, makim, but then the next passage is, m'kayfa yushalav. Doesn't mean money. But now, Rav Ashi says, Omari argues. He says, afilu shar treifa, Nambi shaharag is pato. My time, kiven the ilu bailam hava. If this will be a bailam hava ptiri, sharnami potter. Pshaz like this. Murder. The Rav Ashi says, we know kemisa bailam kach misa shar. You know when a shar has to get skila, he needs bezdin 23. Why? Because he needs a bezdin, the same thing that the master. The master will be a trade, but will be a potter. So zokt Rashi, kolay mekemisa bailam kach misa shar. Ha milsa nami makshin lu. The kiven the ilu kotel mare, shloye bezdin, loye makdil, apiedim. A person's a treif, but doesn't get killed. So here also, the shor won't get killed. Are you going to ask me, what do you mean? What do you mean? A treif gets killed if he's a murderer, if Bezdin sees you. It's only a problem with Edom. So that's what Rashi says clearly. Keep the little kata mara story for the Bezdin, like Miktel. But the problem is, that what do you mean? It's just it's a pillar of Ashi. It's a technical thing. A technical thing is that if there's, you need to punk the Edom, it's a technical thing. So what if Rav Bezdin get killed? Zok Rav Chanan, very good shmak. The thing we said before, the actor of Mekabecha, but etzem he's not chayim misa at all. So therefore, he's really not chayim misa. Therefore, by a shor, he will not be chayim misa either. Now, what's going on, Rav? Rav Ashi is very good tanya, no? So Tosfos speaks out. End of the omid, the last few lines of Tosfos speaks out. He doesn't speak on Rav. This is Pshat Rav. The Pshat Rav is like this: of a halcha ba'adam shayich lifter matam edus shayach lazima. Of a shorli shayich the muhuz bo'edim meshalmed meishar treiv lebaylam. He says that it doesn't apply. You know why? It's not edus shayach lazima by a shor. Because if you say edus on a shor treifa, it still gets the einish. It still gets the einish, and therefore, since it still gets a einish, therefore it's considered edus shayach lazima. That's Pshat Rav. Why argues Rav Ashi? Because here you could get a einish on a shor treifa. Zokta Gemara Vayitzen the Mishnah Shusa Boyes Hakelev. If someone incited the Kelev or a Nachash, so it says it depends. If you just incite the Kelev or a Nachash, you potter. But Heishich Boya Nachash. If you actually brought the Nachash and bit and had the Nachash bite the person, it's Machleikus. Who's the Machayev Chaim Poytim? What's the Machleikus? Zokta Gemara Vayach Vayaku Shimshlam the Rebbe Yehuda. Eres Nachash Ben Chinov. The poison of the Nachash is between his teeth. Who I made. Lefikach, makish b'sayif, the guy who brings the nachash to the person's hand, he's chayiv sayif, because it's right there, the poison. You're putting the poison on the person. And the nachash is potter, because the nachash didn't do a maisa. So there's no chayiv misa, any animal that kills is chayiv misa. Nachash is potter, didn't do a maisa. The Devar Chachamim holds that the eris is back in the throat. So when the guy put this teeth on the person's arm, nothing happened yet. The nachash is to cough up his eres, so it's the nachash's maisa. So eres nachash ma'atzmayu meki. The nachash itself coughs it up. Lefikach nachash beskila va'amakish, and the guy who does this is potter. Why? Because it's a grama. That's the biyam machlekes. Biyam machlekes is the machlekes mitzias. Where is the eres? Where is the poison? Where is the vermin? Where is it? Is it in the throat of the nachash, or it's down the throat and has to be coughed up, and therefore it's the mice of the nachash, and that's the child of the guy's chayiv, or not, if it's a grama or not. If the nachash has to cough it up, so he's only a grama, the nachash is chayiv skila, and the person's potter. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the eretz is right there, therefore he's chayiv, and the nachash is potter.